Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is September 13th, 2023. Thanks for listening.
Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And tonight we're gonna have a couple of beverages.
Yay!
We're gonna start out going a little north of Iowa to our wonderful north neighbors in Minnesota, where unfortunately I have a sad announcement. It's one of my entirely favorite breweries is closing.
I was wondering.
Dangerous Man is closing. Not
Oh.
this brewery, not this brewery, not what we're having.
Because
But
Surly closed their one of their tasting rooms.
they did close one of their tasting rooms, yes. But Dangerous Man is closing at the end of October. Temporarily, they're being kicked out of their current location and they're hoping to find a space where they have more patio space. They're open to more people. So at least there's
That's
hope.
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So there's a little sad. We're hoping to plan a trip up to Minnesota one last time, just in case. But one of their friends that is still open and still making some kick-ass beers is Surly Brewing Company. And tonight we are having the One Man Mosh Pit, which is a hazy IPA. Can says hazy, citrusy, and tropical. I can tell you this makes a wonderful afternoon session beer from experience.
Hey, this is less hoppy than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, if your session
It
beer is
is
going to
very
be.
hoppy. But
Yes.
Surly, I think they have hoppy beer.
They do, but they do a really good job of bringing out like the citrus in it. Like there is a good
Yeah.
amount of like, it's not necessarily grapefruit, but it's grapefruit, but in lemon, and there's just a brightness that is really nice and fresh about it.
Oh yeah, I love this beer. It's fantastic. I am trying to get the right fruit. Like it's like somewhere between like a pineapple and a mango and
Right?
something sweet. Like I want to say pineapple, but it's not pineapple.
Maybe it is.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, it does say tropical.
Yeah.
It's 7.2%.
I feel like the
Says,
flavor's deeper than pineapple. Like it's not as.
you think there's even orange, like
Oh, maybe
the
that's like the
full
combo.
juiciness to it?
Yeah. It's quite lovely. This could get me in some big trouble.
Oh yeah, I only let myself have a couple of those the other day.
This is awesome. Good pick. And for the hockey games, I don't know if it's everything at Wells Fargo, but they have the Surly Lounge.
Oh.
And it's like, I don't know if it's going to be this cheap this year, but last year it was $60 a ticket. You could sit at tables and you have all you can drink, all you can eat.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I think we did it mostly on like Sunday, like matinee games. So it might be
So
different,
was this
but
the wild or oh cool.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm totally doing that because otherwise I go to the game and I have one beer and I try to eat beforehand because I'm not
Makes it
paying
way
that.
more interesting. I hope I can come with you sometime. That'd be
Let's
cool.
do it. Yes, the schedule's out.
Okay.
I would love that so much. We would have so much fun. And it like if we go on a Sunday, we can take Riker and it's not late. Like we'll take him to a later game too and push it, but
But yeah, we could totally go for
loves
a
it.
afternoon.
Oh, I'm so excited. Great idea, Kelsey. Let's do
I think it's a great idea. Cool. Well,
it.
with that, I think we should do a cheers real quick.
Yes.
I'd like to cheers the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
And the sheepdogs.
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay.
Cheers.
that's our, I should drink first. Like, we even held our beers up the whole time, and it was just, I don't know, I think it was one of our best cheerses. It was good. Anyways, now that we have our beverages, how are you, Kelsey?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little tired. I'm a little worn out, but pardon me. I'm excited to be here tonight and hanging out with you, enjoying a couple drinks and talking about some of my favorite things.
No, I felt bad she stopped by earlier and I was kind of like doing a million things at once. And I was like, oh, I should like pause and be like, thank you. I'm so excited to see you. So I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's like we're both moving at about a million miles an hour lately. We both have so much going on. But it's been good to at least find these few moments to get together and reconnect. Especially when sometimes it feels like it's the last thing I want to do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all better than, you know, and in 2 minutes, I'm like, oh, hey, I can't wait to, you know, I'm all set to go.
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. Last weekend, I had made an obligation and kind of tried to get out of it, but then people's feelings are hurt. So I went and did it. And I feel like I'm still paying for it. Like, it was just too much to fit everything in.
It's
a lot. Just hard sometimes.
It can wear. It is, you know, you really have to take a look on what you've been doing and realize how much energy you take to do things, whether it's mental, physical, or emotional, and how much wear that can take, and making sure that you take the time to recuperate. It is such a crucial part of, life.
That's hard.
It is, but we get there. And, you know, we do the best we can, and all we can do is take one day at a time. So that's what I've been trying to do. And I feel like life is getting to a point where there's starting to be some feeling of routine-ish. We're getting there. At least I know what my days are looking like more and more. And finding the balance of making everything work has been really good. That's good.
Nice job, Kelsey.
Yeah. I think that's really about me. What's new with you?
Well, I'm going to start with what Kelsey saw earlier. We bought Riker a bike. We're really excited about that. I started putting it together. I have everything but the seat. So Kelsey was correct. It was not bad at all.
Oh, that's super awesome. Yeah.
It was definitely not, like, not that I've assembled a lot of bikes before, but I don't think it's exactly like what a normal bike would be. Like, there was, like, these wheel lock things, and I'm like, well, this makes sense, but this is, I have not seen an axle like this before, but it's okay.
For that size of a bike, it's pretty much like a kind of plug-and-play kind of system.
Yeah. Which, I mean, makes sense. So I'm glad that it's set up with, like, that extra safety, too, that it has kind of that lock on the axle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool. But, yeah, so I put that together, and it was so funny. I was getting it out of the box, and Mike goes, "You bought another bike?" I'm like, "This is the bike for you." He's like, "For me?" I'm like, "Yeah, for you." This is your guess is going to be your pedal bike.
Then what do you say?
And then it was like in pieces. And he's like, "Is that wheel for my bike?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's the wheel for your bike." He's like, "It's not for your bike. It's for my bike." I'm like, "Yep, all this is your bike." You put it together.
Oh, that's so cool. That's exciting.
Which he has more bikes than both of us. So I don't know why he thinks like there couldn't be a bike coming for him. Or maybe that's why. Because let's see, he's got a balance bike. He's got a trailer. He's got a, like, recumbent tag-along, and then he has a normal tag-along, which he is, like, an inch short for. We tried it the other day, and he's still kind of reaching.
Mm.
So,
not he's quite real there. Close.
And I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me that it's kind of better if they learn how to balance on a bike with pedals before they use it anyways.
Oh, sure. That would make sense.
Because they do need to have that balance. You can't really see them when they're behind you. So yeah, so I think it should work out. I don't know if he'll learn to ride this bike this year or not, but it just seems like he's close, so I just want the opportunity to be present for him.
Well, you know, it's still early and we still have lots of time for bike riding in the year.
That's true.
So, you know, I mean, it's not like you're going to stop riding tomorrow or anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. And then, yeah, so my life has gotten a little crazy. I have been losing some sleep. But my gym closed and we are attempting to save it. And so we are now owners and trying to find a location. And it's some of the like stress has kind of evened out, I think. But then there's always like the unknown, like, is this going to work? We're going to sign this lease agreement.
Right.
Is this place even going to want us or not? But I have a spreadsheet of like 50 plus places that we reviewed and we looked at a bunch of them. And so we're putting in our first letter of intent in this week to see.
That's an exciting move.
Thanks. Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun, but I don't know. It's also kind of crazy. And every other minute, I'm like, what am I doing? And then I'm like, and then I'm going to do this and this. I'm so excited. And these are the things I'm going to do. And yeah.
But you know what? As long as I've known both you and Brian, it's made sense. This makes sense. You've both been around gyms. You've both been around fitness. You've both been around the community. It just makes sense.
Thank you. That means a lot.
So I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what
Thanks.
happens.
We did get our licensing, I guess, is approved now by CrossFit.
Oh, what is that called? Yeah, there's a.
Our affiliate
Yeah.
is approved. Yeah. So our name. Okay, I can't decide if I love it or I don't know. I don't know. So we are CrossFit Golden Valkyrie. So I am Norwegian. So I was trying to look for like powerful women. And that's kind of how we landed on it. And there is another CrossFit Valkyrie, but they're in France. So I feel like we're far enough away from each other that it's okay that we have similar names, but we needed something different. And there's over 14,000 current CrossFit affiliates. So finding a name is not so easy. And there's like some rules. I don't need to get too far into it, but you can't be a location. And there's like a few other things. So we couldn't be CrossFit Des Moines, which there already is one, but like you can't be a location.
Right, you can't already be a place that's a name.
Yeah.
Where how what brought the golden part? Where did the golden part come from?
We're just looking for a way to use Valkyrie, and it seemed more like a classic metal. We did look at there used to be a lot of mining in Des Moines, and like copper was really big, but we already kind of have a gym that has kind of a mining theme.
Okay.
And gold seemed more like what you'd see, like at least the comic book version of the Valkyrie. You always see them like decked out in some really cool like
Yeah.
gold armor. So
That's cool.
I don't know. So I think I really like it, but I don't I yeah. We're gonna have some really cool t-shirts. So that is me. And Kelsey was so kind, so I'm just gonna give a shout out to you tonight. Or I feel so weird when everyone says that. I'm like, don't say shout out, but then I do it too. But we're recording even later than normal. Because I am by myself for the next 2 weeks, because Brian is on army training. So thank you for being even later when you have a big day tomorrow.
That's
You're the best,
right.
Kelsey.
I know that in 2 days I get to sleep in a little bit. So I'm looking forward to that.
Will that be Saturday?
Friday morning,
Friday.
actually.
I don't even know what day it is.
Well, I'll be traveling a little bit for my side job. And I was staying in a hotel that I still need to reserve. I'm a little behind this week, but they had plenty of hotel rooms, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
Anyway, for that, I'm working a little bit each of the next 3 days in one location here in Iowa, and then I'm traveling to another location in Nebraska on Sunday to
Wow.
return and come back to work on Monday. So,
That's really impressive. I
it's
did
gonna whirlwind weekend coming up.
12 hours in the car on Friday and Saturday last week, and I'm still tired. So I'm really, you're
Yep.
very impressive.
Yep. It'll be right around there. I love what I do. I love both of my jobs in so many ways, and I wouldn't change the world at this point. So I'm willing to do it, and I get to have fun, and I get to see my friends and have a good time and help other people have a good time. And I'm looking forward to the weekend. So yeah, I don't mind being a little more flexible if I need to.
Well, thank you. Can you hear my cat? Oh, she's kind of quiet again. Okay, she's been meowing. Maybe she wants a different treat. I don't know.
Don't think any background meows are going to hurt us.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of us.
So we had the fiber challenge to talk about a little bit, which I was going to get the yardage. I do have that up. Let me see.
Oh, I'm so behind.
I still need to enter mine, so don't worry. Where is it?
I will clean it up probably Saturday or Sunday. I'll put all my stuff in.
Dude, check this. We're at like 38,726 yards of yarn use.
Nice job, everyone.
Yeah, that is so cool.
When I catch up, it'll add 100 meters to that
I think
yards.
that's how that reads.
I
I know. It's so many entries are out. It's so exciting.
so good to use your beautiful stash.
It
Or
is.
buy yarn and use that too. Use it.
I just bought yarn and I might just dive around in it.
That sounds great. Oh, if we do one of our new, like if we do ever do t-shirts, we should do like a person just like diving into a bunch of yarn.
I love it.
Or sheep.
Ooh, how about a sheep diving into a bunch of yarn?
Be really
A
cute.
sheep diving off into a bunch of yarn balls, like the ball pit.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh, that's cute. I might have to talk to our guy about designing that t-shirt. Or you might have to.
you should talk to your hookup there, the person who knows.
I'm typing and it's not going anywhere. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, well, see, this is what I get for being sneaky.
You're on the wrong tab.
I'm on the correct tab, but it was white text. So that's why I couldn't see it against the white background.
Gotcha.
Okay. Do you remember, like, sorry, this can be the night of tangents, but like growing up, like we would never go to McDonald's, and there was a McDonald's that was maybe 10, 15 minutes away that had the play place, and we would go, like if we went, we would be so excited. 'Cause we like my parents were like, no, we're not getting McDonald's. So I don't know. That was like the coolest thing ever to get to go. We have
Yeah.
not taken Riker, but I was talking to another couple and they do, and it's like their kids get so excited. I'm like, oh, well, I don't want them to feel like he didn't get to go. But right now we're outside.
There are some other cool places where they're similar to that, and you don't have to go to like McDonald's.
Good point. Yeah, and we have done stuff like that. We've gone to different trampoline parks and play. There's like something castle that we took him to that's an indoor play place.
Oh, yeah, I've been to that actually. I went with some other friends and their kids.
It's a fun time. I think that those places need to have a bar, though. Just saying.
There are some that do.
Yeah, I need to find those. Or even like adult food. Like, we went one Friday night to a place and all they had was like Uncrustables, which are great, but I need like five of them.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I would agree with that. Definitely would agree with that.
They're so good. They're so good. I just need one.
So yeah, go for it.
No, you're good. We did decide on quarter four.
Yes. Yes, yes, we did. And so we're going to be wrapping up some loose ends. What that means is maybe looking at some of those whips we got sitting around. Got lots of things going on. Perhaps you're finishing up Christmas presents or something like that. Or even you start a project and you get it all finished up. But preferably, you know, you got something going on. Those will get you some points. And yeah.
Yeah, finish them.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I did interrupt you on a thought you had, though. Or maybe we were going the same way.
I think we're going the same way. It's all good. Yeah.
Cool. Q3 is July through September. And that is to try a pattern from a designer you haven't tried before. If you do need any help finding something, let us know. I love searching for patterns. I think it's so fun. Which is why I have a queue that's, I don't even know how many pages anymore.
I'd say I probably guess I ended up accidentally doing something by someone I didn't know. So I think that counts.
Nice. Yeah, I'll have to see if I have anything that has started. I'm definitely excited about it. I'm going to do something. So I think that brings us to, unless we have any more announcements.
I don't think so.
Then this brings us to Caitlin. What have you been listening to? But I'm going to switch it because Kelsey introduced me to this podcast and I love it. It's great.
Yeah, this week it's Kelsey. What have you been listening to?
Yeah.
This week I have been listening to Wiser Than Me by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which is absolutely incredible. If you are any human being, especially a woman or, you know, a person that likes women or knows women, you should listen to this podcast because it is wonderful and hilarious and absolutely addictive.
It's really great.
Oh, yeah. If you're not familiar with who she is on Seinfeld. She's just absolutely hilarious and she just brings everything to the table.
Yeah, she's not afraid to say the weird stuff or like the awkward questions or
100%.
If you're thinking it, she's going to ask it, which is so refreshing.
Her very first episode is an interview with Jane Fonda. And the goal of her podcast in general is to interview the most amazing, incredible older women who are in their third act of life, doing their best to just live life to the fullest and share their advice. Because you know what? They have a lot of advice and they are wiser than we are. So they're worth listening to. And yes, I highly recommend it.
Jane Fonda is 85.
I had no idea.
Me neither. And she can pick up her, as she said, her 3.5-year-old grandchildren. So it was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
But it's like also just talking about like what they've learned in life, like you were saying, like deeper stuff than that. But I was like, that you, Jane, you're awesome. Everyone's awesome.
And she just has the most interesting women to talk to. I'm only through the second episode. Caitlin, I'm sure you're multiple episodes past that by now. But it's just every topic is open. That's awesome. Do recommend it.
Yeah, yeah, check it out, guys. Kelsey found a really great podcast.
So yeah, that's Wiser Than Me by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
So I guess that brings us to what we've been doing. Kelsey, what's brewing with you?
Well, I think I'll start with what I've been working on, I would say, the most, meaning the most currently. And this would classify as my new-to-me designer. And this is called the Fluffy Fusion Shawl under the name We Heart You, or no, You Heart You, E-W-E. Her name is Heather Walpole. She's the owner of UU Yarns. But it is this nice little triangular shawl that's kind of knit on a bias. So short to short side a little bit. And
oh, pretty.
You're going to love this. It marls.
I love marling so much. Oh, wait. Okay. So this is what you sent me a few weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe last weekend? Yeah. Because you frogged something for it.
I did. You're right. I did.
That looks so lovely with those colors. It looks so squishy too.
So I would say probably 2 years ago at this point, year and a half ago, sometime during COVID era, I would say, I started a 1x1 hooded sweater that I was going to make for Cole.
Oh, and yeah.
I was just kind of doing it by the seat of my pants and not really, like, I was sort of following a pattern, but not following a pattern. And I put it aside for a long time. And I completely changed my mind on how I feel like it should go. And then I decided I'm just going to rip the whole thing out. And I did. And I ended up with a bunch of balls of little bits of yarn. And now I'm using them back to go into a shawl. So I am really, really, really enjoying it.
That's so pretty.
It's super simple. It's on big needles. So, like, I'm using size 8. I think you're supposed to use size 10 needles. And you hold two fingering weight yarns together.
Sounds like my jam.
Oh, yeah. I highly recommend this for you. I believe the pattern's free on her website, which is super awesome. And it's super simple. It is a broken rib. You do a broken rib and a series of increases and decreases. And it's just so easy. You would love it.
Interesting. Looking at it, I would never have guessed that.
Like, and look how much stretch it has. Like, it's, I'm going to want to make a hat or something to go with it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I have a great idea for a hat now.
Yay.
All right, so that is that one. I'm in love with that. Next, I'm going to give you an update on my granny stripe thing blanket. Because this is going to come into play later. I got some new yarn and it's going to get added to this.
But, oh, this is making sense now. Okay.
So I've added 4 rounds on in the last 2 weeks.
The rounds are getting quite big.
They are getting big. So it's almost to the point where a 20 gram mini skein is not quite 1¼ rounds. It's like 1⅛ rounds ish. But it's so pretty.
Oh, that's lovely, Kelsey.
These are all colors from Fireman Dye Works. Mostly I had been collecting random ones over the years and had no idea what I was going to do with them. And some of these are even leftovers from projects. But I do have some new minis that are going to go in this. I'll talk about it in a little bit. But I'm at the point where I just like her colors. And I'm at the point where collecting her colors is just kind of fun. So I'll just keep adding them until I'm ready to finish.
Yay. I've loved watching that grow.
I am just so excited that it's still growing. It's definitely at the point where it's big enough to double as blanket and project. So I don't know. I think it needs about another foot in each direction. So about 2 more feet, and then I'll probably be
Okay.
about ready for the border.
Cool.
I want it to be big enough for 2 people to be under.
That sounds good.
I think that wraps it up for what I'm actually working on at the moment. I have another project with me, but I think I'll talk about that later.
Well, I'll start with what's in my hands, which is what I do every time
Because why not?
lately.
It's right
So
there.
I'm still working on my sweater, which is the Abrego.
Yay! Progress.
Yeah, the poor thing. Like, just during the workday, I just don't get a lot of moments to knit. But it is getting there, and it's going to be cozy and wonderful. And I don't know, a few more recordings and maybe I'll measure it, or a few more hangout nights with the Patreon.
There we
I'm
go.
so close. I'm so close to starting like the ribbing at the bottom
Yes, you are. You're
of the
only like
body.
a few inches, right?
So I bet it's coming. But I have thoroughly enjoyed it, especially with my little revision of the
Of
that
the,
garter trick. So I just knit basically like a short row, but I'm going all the way around and then turning around. If anyone has any questions, we have talked about it, so I don't want to like talk about it too much, but feel free to message me or tell us and we'll talk about it more. But I love it. 4 works in progress. So I finally started the Jelka hat by Isabel Kramer.
Oh, is this your color work one that you did? No, this is something else.
So I have two colors, and they're both like similar colors. I just realized that. So this hat, I'm using some Matty yarn,
Yay!
has been in my queue forever, and it just had a provisional cast on.
Okay.
And so I just kept procrastinating it because I wanted to watch a video to make sure like I had the right one where you can put it right on your knitting needle. I finally sat down and did it. And then it was so easy from there. And like I ran through the color work section. I think my floats are a little too tight. I was asking Kelsey because like I don't quite have the little V's. I've seen some other projects that are kind of like mine too, and I think I'm just too tight,
You do
which
have
is weird
some,
for me.
you are a little tight.
It's a combination, so it's color work. It is
Is it both mosaic and stranded?
Now I'm questioning. I think it's all mosaic now. It's all
I think you're
mosaic.
right. You're right.
It's all
You're right.
mosaic. Sorry, I was mixing it up with another hat. It's all mosaic color work, which is cool. I like doing something different. I think I've learned a little bit. It's still beautiful, but I think I'm kind of a little farther along, and I don't hate that it's not as intended exactly, so I think I'm gonna leave it.
That happens. But for future reference, you know what you could do to like kind of even some of it out? You could flip it inside out so you have like the outside on your inside. So you're
And
floating them
then knit
around the
like
outside.
ahead of it and sew behind it.
Right.
Okay.
So that you have a way
Yeah, I
of
think I have one
brings
repeat
it out a
left.
little bit wider. Yeah, at that point, not gonna
This
be big deal.
is why I need to text Kelsey every time I'm working on something. so
I
that
had
she
no
could be
clue
like,
she was
hey.
doing this hat.
Until I texted her, I'm like, hey, this doesn't look right. And I have one more repeat and I've done five, four of the five.
Smack. No. Okay.
But I've enjoyed it. I feel Isabel Kramer, I actually,
Oh, she's
my
an
first
amazing.
sweater
Yes.
was one of her patterns. And I think the instructions are very clear and very direct, and I appreciate that. And so I was excited to do another pattern to hopefully further my show my further appreciation.
She is definitely one of those designers that I know life can be a challenge for her, and everything that I've seen of hers, I've loved, 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 loved. Like her sweaters, her hats. I really want to do some of her like crazy fun hats. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have a bunch in my queue, but this one, like when it came out, I threw it right near the top and I just kept skipping it until I finally did the provisional cast on. And like the ribbing on the hat is just so squishy since it's doubled. I love it. Worth it.
What was that called again?
Jelka. I'm probably
Jelka.
saying that Ryan wrong. Jelka.
Okay. There's probably
So
something to that.
I've been thoroughly enjoying it, and then I put it upstairs, and it's kind of sat a little bit. Riker had a bath the other night, and so I was knitting because I don't really like to run around, and I can't really sit still. So when he's playing in the bathtub, I just sit next to him and knit.
At least that's something. It gives you
Yeah.
a chance for that.
Yeah, so I get to kind of me time. I feel more comfortable because I know he's safe because I'm right next to him. And yeah. Let's see. I have made some pretty solid progress on my most recent Thanksgiving socks. So I think this is my character.
Do you just need to have Thanksgiving as like your constant? There's always Thanksgiving socks.
I think so, because I've even tried other worsted socks and other like hell double socks, and these are like my go-to. And this pattern is actually written for three different versions too, but I always do the plain vanilla version. But there's one with like cables, there's a ribbing version. They're all great. But I am knitting that out of two different sweaters that I frocked when I was doing that. I'm not doing that anymore, but I used to go to have more time to go to thrift stores and get sweaters and turn them into yarn by frogging them. So it's got that, and then it also has Knit Picks Hawthorne in it, which is the maroon that you see. So it's a combination of three different fibers. It's silk, actual bunny rabbit. It says it. It's not.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not goat, which I have no problem with that either, but that's what it is. And wool.
You know, those are going to be the best winter biking socks.
Oh, really good. I hope so.
Because can you imagine how warm those are going to be, like, and breathable and all that? So, yeah, those are going to be great warm winter biking socks.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think they're really pretty. Like the crazy marling that's happening is bringing me happiness. Let's see. I think those are the big things I've been working on. I have another one to talk about later, but
Oh
I think
no.
that's what I've been working. Yeah. Like three different hangovers in one thing.
Oh goodness. Oh no.
Well, to come. So I think that brings us.
To FOs.
No, I have another thing. I'm
Ooh.
so sorry. I scrolled down my notes. I even have it like I have the previous one listed. I just don't have a good picture of it. Okay. So I finally started a new bag. So in Brian's car, I have been working on bags. So
Oh,
I
so you have a new Garter and Lace Market bag.
Yes. So it's not the that's not the correct that's that
Okay.
one's done, which should be in the FO section. Yeah, so I finished the Carter and Lace Market bag, and that was a cascade pattern. And I have started the Etta Bag 2.0 by Suzanne Mueller. And this is, I'm really excited about this. I'd say it looks like your classic like market bag, but the way that the lace section is written, which also has a, why was it cast on? I was just talking about
provisional.
Thank you. It also has a provisional cast on, which is why I actually started the Garter and Lace market bag, because I wanted to watch a video first. And now I'm finally rolling with this. Oh, no. And then I watched the video and then I didn't have waste yarn in the car. So then I made another dishcloth. And then when I finished dishcloth, I'm like, okay, it's time. It's time to do this. And this is written more on like the purl side, but it flows really well. Like, and has been more like knit in a rest row, or like when you're in the round, you're knitting your lace round and then knitting. But this one is done with yarn overs and purls. And like purls two together, and I'm liking that. Like, I'm sure I could reverse it if I wanted to, but I was like, this is kind of a cool different rhythm. You kind of do the whole lace section and then pick up for the straps.
How do you spell
knit that the other way? E D D A
2.0.
Yeah, it was published June 2022.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Thanks. I'm excited about the construction. And there's some really nice like tips in there. One I already didn't follow that I probably should have, but it'll work out.
My guess it was a size needle change or something.
Yeah, I don't have the right size needles. And then a suggestion in there that I really liked was it's hard to count like your rows when you have this many yarn overs per round.
Oh, like, sure.
So, to count your rows. Yeah, or having markers. And I was like, yeah, I'll get close and it'll be fine. And I think it will be. But I also think that along with some of the other tips and tricks in there are really good.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about some of those marketed bags. They can be somewhat forgiving.
Good. Use some of that.
I'll save that to my favorites.
Yay. Let's see. So I can put this in my FO section. Maybe organize a little more later. Yes. Okay. So that's actually me.
Okie dokie.
Kelsey, you got any FOs?
I do, but I need to go run and grab it. Do you need another beer? Okay. We'll grab new beverages. I'll grab my FO and we shall be right back.
Excellent. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I went out there and then I realized I forgot the thing. And now I'm thinking I might have talked about this on the last episode, but that's okay.
I don't know. Yes, I think we did.
Okay. Then I do have.
It's so beautiful because you had that beautiful Instagram post too, which a lot of people liked.
Good, good. Yes, I was just going to talk about my wonderful shawl there, my little Raina shawl.
I am always happy to see it.
So soft and lovely. But I did have another finish object. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me. And I didn't even like wash it and block it and do all that. My husband's grandmother has been battling cancer. And she's probably done battling it and calling it good. But she has no hair right now. And she has had a hard time at night sleeping because she's been cold. Her head gets cold. And I was working on my hat. And I had kind of had the thought of giving this to her in my head anyway. But I did end up giving it to her. And here's a picture.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Give me one second. Okay, it's called a Bristlecone Hat by Amber Platzer Corcoran.
Cool.
I believe it was it's a free hat. You can get it on her website. And I made the adult medium size it uses DK weight yarn. On it recommends US size 4 and 6. I used a indie dyed yarn that I got from a dyer in Arkansas when I was down there a couple of years ago.
Feel like you talked about it when you got it on the podcast.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And they are unfortunately out of business now.
Oh.
I know. They went out of business like a couple of months after I met them. But then I wish I could. I feel like they're the Red Raider. They're not the Red Raiders, but it's whatever the Arkansas mascot is. And the colors are red and white. And so that's what colors the yarn is. And it was kind of a tweedy, and it was a wonderful yarn to work with. I'm just sorry I don't have the tag with me. But I did give it to my husband's grandmother, and she does take it to bed with her every night and wears it every night. So
Oh.
yeah, like I was knitting on it and I was finishing it up, and she was commenting on it. And she was also commenting on how her head was getting cold. And I was like, here, have a hat. Have this hat. So
Oh, Kelsey.
it's keeping her head warm. Yeah, that's my finished object.
That's really beautiful. Let's have a beer. Like, we can go two ways with this. I'll follow your leader. We can have a beer.
Let's have a beer.
Okay.
So we're going to have it's a wonderful pie, and this is by one of my favorite breweries, Brightside Ale Works. And it is a cherry pie sour, pastry sour.
That's spot on.
It is definitely like right there, right down to the pastry, like right down to the pie crust.
That is exactly what I was going to say. Like, I can taste the crust.
What's nice is that it's not overly sweet or overly tart.
Right side is awesome.
Nice shout out to Andrew and all the good stuff he does over there.
Yeah, I feel like I need to say more about this, but it's exactly what you would hope for when reading this. Like, it's a sour, but it's
It's a beer that
not sour
really.
to be sour. It's a pastry sour that is wonderful flavored.
It's not overly sugary. It's not too over big bodied where you're gonna feel you leaving gross and nasty and just is a really good dessert beer. And I think it just speaks for itself. Also, we can thank our friend Jay for this beer. He was like, here, take that beer home. So I took the beer home and now we're having the beer.
Thanks, Jay.
So, do you have any FOs?
Yes. Since I kind of talked about it already, I'm going to start with the Garter and Lace Market Bag. So I knitted this out of Lily Sugar and Cream. They're nautical ombre, but to me, it's so it's red, white, and blue. I guess it's red, white, and navy, but it looks very patriotic to me. Yeah, and I enjoyed knitting this. This sat in Brian's car, so whenever he's driving and Riker doesn't need
Oh, this
something,
is
I was
this
working
one.
on it.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. I took a lot of pictures of the slip stitches on the handles because they just made me happy. I don't know, like there's a few times where like it just it just worked out where it was like red, navy, white, red, navy, white. And I'm like, oh, it's awesome. And then other times it didn't. And I also loved it. So I took a lot of pictures of that. Yeah, but I liked it. It has, you kind of work on the base first in garter, and then, which I believe this is a free pattern. Then you do alternating between sections of garter and then sections of this lace pattern. I use that same trick that I use in the abreco to do short rows to do the garter so that I can just knit the whole time. And it's giant. But they are very, like, the picture really shows how big it is too, which I appreciate. Because
you can fit a small child in it.
Yes. Actually, Riker did do that. He stepped in it and pulled it up. It was really cute. But the picture shows someone, and it's going from over her shoulder to just under her knees. So it's a really giant bag. And yeah, I'm sure I'm going to find a lot of fun uses for it. Yeah, so I finished that. Been working on that puppy for a while. Yeah, okay, started November, finished August.
Okay.
So that is that guy. And I think I'm entering like a stripes phase.
Ooh.
I didn't really notice it until I was doing the notes tonight. I have done like 3 or 4 dishcloths, and I've been striping, and it's the same stripe pattern too. So I'm doing 2 rows of one color, 2 rows of color B.
So like, and then back and forth, back and
yes.
forth.
Yeah. So to make that like garter ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing 4 and then 1, 1, 4. So like that thicker one, thicker stripe ends up alternating which color it is. So okay. Like one round's going to be A, sure. One round's going to be B. I've done that in all of them. Like I have not mixed it up at all. Like it's just making me happy. So that's what I've been doing on my dishcloths, which I've got those planted in a few of my bikes. I bought a shoulder bag.
Okay.
Finally bought a they're great. I understand it now. I was just wondering, like seeing people, I'm like, oh, like what's up with these things? And now I've like, okay, I'm going to buy a cheap one and see what I think. And I love it.
Yeah.
And there's enough room for my knitting, baby wipes, backup clothes for Riker. And that's it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Throw my phone in there, whatever. Yeah. And I really like being able to throw it on my back, and it isn't a full backpack, and it has really nice thick straps. So it's, even though there's not a lot in it, it doesn't like weigh on my shoulders. So tangent, but I'm into the shoulder bags.
They're pretty handy.
Yeah. Which they're kind of like fanny packs, but not fanny packs. Mm-hmm. And I think fanny packs are pretty cool too, but I've landed on that. So lastly, I made this hat up, and I just called it Stripes Hat. So I cast it on with Chroma Twist, which is Knit Picks yarn, and it's their worsted version, so it's a 2-ply. And I just cast it on 100 stitches, did a 1x1 ribbing, and then I did a 3x3 color work that just scoots over one stitch. Wait, every row.
You made that up?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to pull it out of on the decreases and try again, but yeah, I'm so proud of it.
That's cool.
I saw today that my pictures didn't update.
Can I say you're growing a little, like,
yay,
knitter friend.
Thank you. Oh, I love making this hat. It was like fun the whole time. The decreases, I started with the classic, like, is it like knit 7, knit 2 together, knit, and that like made it super wonky with the direction of the stripes. So then I had to tear that back, and I did slip slip knits.
Okay.
And that's all I had to do. And it worked. I definitely had something funky happen because I had some stripes that were interesting, and like since 100 is not divisible by 3, I did like a slip stitch pattern up one side.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it, but it just kind of looks like a mistake in that spot all the way up.
Yeah.
But now I know, and I might make another one. But yeah, thank you, Kelsey. I was so excited when it worked out.
Always, I feel like my math is always off by one sometimes when it goes to doing the decreases, the math for the decreases sometimes,
yes,
depending on what you're divisible by. So it's almost always you should try it with one less.
Yeah, so maybe that I either need to increase or decrease by a stitch for that section. Yeah, I love it so much. I posted it on Instagram. I don't know if I'll write it out, but if anyone wants, I put a little bit of notes in. I'm happy to share. But I'm really excited about it. It fits pretty good. It's a little longer than what I'd like it to be. But I also wanted to start my decreases when I had started a set of three stitches, like three of the blue and then three of the gray, instead of like two blue, three gray, two, three. I can't talk now. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to start at a beginning because then the math seemed to work better on the decreases, which I guess I could have scooted those over, hindsight.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's awesome. It's such a good
one. So excited about it. It is sitting on my counter right now so I can weigh it to figure out how many yards it is. And yeah, it gave me a whole new appreciation for two-ply. I know that I've used a lot like two-ply yarn, but a lot of time I like shy away from it and grab something of more just because I worry about the versatility of it, and it shines. It was great.
You do tend to shy away from it. You go with the bigger, more like 4-ply or something beefier.
And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's just like me worrying about the durability.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that it's a little
beautiful.
I was hoping I wrote it down, but apparently I didn't. I have a note for you later.
Okay. I'm happy to hear your notes. I think that does it for me.
Cool.
So Kelsey, what's hopping?
All the things are hopping.
Yay!
I have been buying yarn. It's been kind of nice. I've had a few things or a few particular projects I've bought yarn for, or particular trips that I've gone on where I've, you know, felt the need, or even thinking about some of the projects I might, you know, sell in my shop or something. But a couple of my favorite dyers have also had sales recently too. Like I mentioned earlier, I got some mini skeins from Fire Room Dye Works.
Yeah.
Start with those.
I don't know how I didn't connect like that was for your blanket.
Well, some of it is.
Seeing them. Okay.
Some of it is. So these three that are still in this bag, there's like a gray and a cool, like, I don't know what color it is. It's like an amber color and like a taupe. And then there were two colors that were more like a blue-gray and a bright yellow. And then there was a darker brown. All on her bedazzled colorway. So this is Fire Room Dye Works. Her bedazzled colorway is a fingering weight yarn. And it has glitter in it. And she went to Ireland last year. And this color set is her colorway Atlantic Pub stripes, or her Atlantic Pub colors. And they're like everything you would think of going into like an old Irish pub, you know, very classic, like beer colors and glass colors and settings like that. So I thought that was really cool. You know me, anything that has anything to do with beer and yarn, pretty much is like my go-to. So I had to get that.
Yeah.
That was a set of six mini skeins. Then this is, she calls it a project set. So it's a, I think it's a 50 gram skein and then four 20 gram skeins. Yeah. Yep. And this is on her Linnaeus spec base, which
Ooh.
Is, yeah, it's the yak fingering base.
Nice.
Which is a 70-20-10 merino yak nylon fingering weight. And the colorway is called First Harvest. It has the beautiful, like, gray that my one sweater is in. And then orange and this.
The Descent, right?
Yes. Yes,
sorry.
My Descent
sweater. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. It's almost time to get that out. And then, so it's got like a dark orange, this vibrant red, this beautiful fall blue, and this very golden gold. See if I can. There's not doing it justice.
Yarn is so beautiful. Oh, I'm like, I didn't need to purchase yarn, but man, I love that base.
She had like a 40% summer sale.
And I saw that too. I'm like, must stay away.
I hadn't bought yarn in a really long time, and
no, you hadn't.
It's like, oh, that's really kind of irresistible. So it's a small project set, but it's, you know, it's 110 grams, and it will probably end up being a hat or something. I want to do some kind of
be so fun
color work project with it.
Yeah.
And that's not all from her. I also have this beautiful colorway.
Fun! It's so bright and happy.
Right? So this is her Wild Atlantic Wildflowers, which is also inspired from her trip to Ireland. So all the different wildflowers she was seeing along the trip. Vibrant blue and pink and a plum green, yellow, white. I forget what the striping pattern is exactly, but don't really care. That's this. That's her sport weight, which I love her socks, so it probably becomes socks. There was also another local dyer to us who had a pre-order earlier this summer that right before Barbie came out, she released some Barbie colorways.
Whimsical one.
You got it. I ended up getting Elton John Barbie.
Oh, that's great.
Which I wish you could realize how vibrant this pink is in person. This pink and this orange are just incredibly vibrant. It is a purple and teal. So it's a plans pooling, and I can't wait to make something with it.
And I love how her yarn, like the way the colors fade into each other, is just so good.
It really, really is.
Like, it's like magic.
I couldn't just get one when I was ordering from her, so I felt I had to get a second one. And pardon my words when I say this one's called Fizzy Ass. She did a series of her ass colorways that were all cocktails.
Ooh.
So this one is on her Mermaid Mischief base, which is a 75-25 merino nylon. And it is a purple into an orange. And I think my husband has claims on this one.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that peach is so soft.
I just can't wait.
Like looking at the color, like, it looks soft. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's got a beautiful presence.
Oh, and my other one, the Elton John Barbie, is on her Endorphin DK, which is 100% merino.
That's fun.
I don't think I've actually used this one from her before, so that'll be fun. And then I was traveling for my side job, and I happened to be over in Newton. Have you been to Jan's Yarn Barn yet?
No.
It's just down near, like, I don't know, older downtown Newton.
Like where Ragbri went through?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was right there.
You're right there.
Oh, I was so tired when I was right there. I was like, I want to get to Zelig and I want to go home.
it is, seriously, it is 2 blocks from Zelig.
Of course it is.
2 blocks from the yarn store.
I'll come back.
2 blocks from the yarn store is a brewery. Darn. My life was horrible. So I was working my side job one day and I got done and I was like, huh, I'm passing through. I could make that town on my way home. And it's early enough. The yarn store is open. Okay, sure. I'm going to swing through Newton. And like, okay, the yarn store is open. And I tell my husband this, that I'm going to go to the yarn store. And he's like, well, you should probably go to the brewery. And I was like, well, if you twist my arm, I was kind of thinking of it anyway. I guess I will. Because he was out on his bike doing his thing, so he wasn't going to be home. And I was like, all right. So I went to the yarn store, and then I went to the brewery, and I had a couple beers on the patio.
Oh, nice.
And I knit on the patio drinking my beers, and I had a beautiful afternoon.
And that little area, like, it's a little off from the square, but it's like a beautiful, like, alley is the wrong word, but it, like, there's a bunch right. of really neat places. It's so beautiful. That sounds like such a good day, Kelsey. Good so call.
If you're at all familiar with Maytag appliances, Newton is the home, the original home of Maytag. And they have this huge campus that is no longer being used because they moved their facilities. And they are trying to revitalize it and reuse it. And so now there's a brewery, and I think there's a restaurant, and there's starting to be more offices and things in it. But really, the brewery was the first place to be like, oh, hey, we could reuse this space to actually do some good. And so they're really making some good use of it. And it's really nice to see. Yes, down the street from the brewery is Jan's Yarn Barn. And I don't get there very often when they're open. It's like, okay. They have room after room after room after room of yarn and just...
Wow, how massive is this place?
It's huge.
Cool.
Like, it's probably the size of the first floor of your house. At least.
The big yarn store.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to describe that to anybody else. It probably 1,600 square feet of yarn space. And that's not including their offices and stuff.
Cool.
But they have... The unfortunate part is, like, it's sort of organized, but they grew so quickly. Like, the building just kept letting them lease on to the other parts of the building, so they just grew into the other parts of the building. So not real organized, but it makes for an adventure, right?
I'm in for adventures.
So every time I go in there, and I've only been in there a handful of times, I go through the entire store to try to get my bearings once where before I make any decision on anything, then come back around. So it takes like twice as long as anything. But they are going to try to like make some attempt to organize things, whether it be by designer or dyer or weight. I don't think they've not figured that out yet. Because right now it's just a scramble of where they had space for things when they came. Anyway, I got some Dream and Color yarn,
Okay.
which I haven't had in a while. This is on their Suzette base, which is 50% silk, 50% merino wool. I'm super excited about.
They match.
They do. I was hoping to have two skeins of one or the other, but there wasn't.
Okay.
And I figure they were close enough. So one is a completely variegated. Lots of pinks and orange and yellow and some black and white. And I just love it. And the other is a more tonal pink called Liberation. I like that.
Yeah.
And the other is called Desert City Wattage. Makes sense.
Pretty.
So I'm hoping to do some kind of top with these.
Yeah.
Like a tank top kind of deal. It's a sport weight, and I have a fingering weight pattern that I'm considering doing and just going down a size and
Okay.
upping the needle. I think I'll play around with the gauge and see what that looks like. But I think that's
Cool.
my plan for that. Then I got so my little friend Charlie, it's almost her birthday. And so it's time for a new sweater.
Pretty
And
color.
this is just a really beautiful teal. It has a little bit of a gradient to it. The brand is called Paint Knitting Fever, called Painted Desert, which is just a really good Australian wool workhorse yarn. I've used it in shawls and in sweaters and in cowls. And it's fun to work with. So I ended up getting about 1,200 yards of fingering weight, and I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna make her. I might just make her like a little t-shirt, but like hold the yarn double so it's a little bit heavier.
Okay, nice.
As I was thinking of making like a little love note with short sleeves or something,
Oh, you guys could be twinnies.
because I think they've sized it down to their size.
Thanks. I have seen some of their newsletters are going through a lot of their patterns and doing that.
Because I
They
think
had
they,
already in a bunch, but.
right, and they just have so many other patterns. So this is by Tin Can Knits, is the love note, and it's just such a fun, easy. Oh, yep, they have it all the way down to baby. So 0 to 6 months, all the way to 5XL.
Nice.
So yeah, I think I will be casting on a sweater here. I think I'll just hold
Yay.
it. I'm gonna hold it double, so it'll just be DK, no fuzz, because she doesn't need fuzz. And that'll go real quick, and it'll be Charlie's birthday. So that leads me to my last one, which is also a hangover. Do you want me to do that one together now, or do you have any new yarn?
I do. What would you like to do? I can
How
talk to
about I just do my one and
Karen. Okay.
I'll wrap up both my parts and then we'll head into yours.
Perfect.
Okay. So this is my Darwin shawl. And I started it quite a while ago, earlier this summer. And it uses a skein of Perth, Queensland Perth. And I unfortunately don't know what colorway I had.
It's fun though.
It is a nice, super pretty light pinks and oranges, very much, I want to say it was like Queensland roses or something like that. But I can't find any more replacement to it. It's been discontinued.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so fun, though.
I know.
Summer.
So I found a very similar colorway,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit darker. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to rip back. I'm going to put a lifeline in. I was on the last repeat. So I think if I put a lifeline in, or not the last repeat, the last like section. So I think if I put a lifeline in back at the start of that section, it won't look as funky if I go back and pick up with a new color, since it was kind of blending anyway.
Okay.
And there are some very, like, some of the colors are the same colors. So it'll blend well together, I think.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's my solution. And hopefully will be my
finish. You got coffee and mac and cheese to your hangover.
Yes. Yes. That would be about it. It's about a coffee hangover. And I'll be able to finish that up. And but it took me 6 months, 5 months to find the replacement yarn for it. Maybe not. No, definitely not that long. Sometime in summer. But it took me a couple months to find a replacement for it.
That's still frustrating, I guess.
It is a little frustrating, but no, I think frustrating is the right word, but it's more annoying.
Yeah.
That's also what I get for not planning.
But sometimes it works out. Like, I feel like sometimes patterns give you a lot of, like, extra and some don't.
That's right. I'd agree. I think that's it.
Well, I'm glad you have a solution for it, because it was gorgeous. So I have like one project, and it has like at least three hangovers.
What?
I know.
How does one project have that many hangovers?
Because I'm just skilled like that.
You are skilled in a lot of things.
Yeah, so a little context, like the gym closed that happened, like I found out about that like 2 or 3 days after I signed up for this test knit. So I have never not completed a test knit before, and now I have.
You know what? There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, and now I'm trying to find the picture of it. So there are a pair of socks, and they are so cool. And another member of our Patreon also is knitting them, so we're really excited to get to knit it together. And I just, with everything happening, I got too stressed out. But this would have been like my first. I've done colorwork socks, but this is like colorwork all the way through.
Right.
There's also texture. There's some knitting and purling and slip stitches, and it was a very interesting, fun texture pattern. It's really cool. And I hope to knit it someday. Either way, I'm buying the pattern for sure, because I got to play with the pattern. And the designer was so kind to me. I messaged her and was like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, this, I've had a lot going on. She's like, thanks for not ghosting me. And I'm like, oh, good. So you're just glad that I'm telling you. And yeah, so they're really cool. They're the 10 Tangle Socks by Snoop Tigger Crafts.
Okay.
They're way fun. They're way fun. I don't even know if I can totally explain it, but it's really neat. The bottom of the foot, I think, is my favorite part. I think it's really pretty. And this made sense a lot to me in the design, that section, since you really don't want that much texture at the bottom of your foot. So that section's a little bit different for that, but flows really nicely with the rest of the sock. and it kind of has this kind of cool pinstripe coming up with this texture pattern going in between. It's really cool. But those are the socks. So that, I don't know where that sits in my order of hangovers on this, but that it was kind of like heavy on my heart. And then once I reached out, I felt like, nope, that was the right decision. Like we were talking about earlier, like sometimes
life just,
yeah,
that's the life.
So I guess I've failed to complete one of my test knits. Hopefully someone will let me test it for them again.
Well, you know what? That's why we have multiple people to do it, hopefully. So
yeah. Before all that happened, I had the time to do it and was excited, and it's beautiful.
That's a big deal, though. It's a big event.
So let's see. We had company over, and someone sat in the spot I typically sit in, which is cool. Sit wherever, but I didn't move my yarn over. And I was working on another project, and that knocked over some tea.
Ooh.
And spilled on the yarn for these socks. And I was knitting this with a beautiful deep purple. And the colorway is called Gigawatts. It is a
bright yellow.
Electric yellow, yes. It's very bright. And no, it was tea. No, and I'm like, no. People dye things with tea. Like, this is not good. So I did my best to kind of hand wash it on the cake, like where I could see it, because it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like super deep in. But then I was like, now I have to put this out in some way. I can't dry it on a cake. So I went upstairs and, trying to save what I had knit so far with the sock, I tried to put it on my winder, but it's two colors too. So I have the other ball.
And
so
like
twisting with each other. It was a tangled mess. And my husband came up and helped me. So I was like trying to be cool, but I was also like, this is like my special New Orleans yarn. Like, and so we finally got it on my Swift and saved the sock.
Oh man.
So I was just kind of sitting up there until tonight. And then I was like, okay, let me cake this up. And I like looked at the sock and I was like, I think I chose the wrong size anyways. Like, I was making gauge, but I needed a size down.
Aww.
So I frogged it. And like, I'm glad I gave myself a few days to think about it. And then when I did it, I'm like, no, that was the right call. That was the right call. So I frogged it, which probably would have been like, if I would have known then, it would have been so much easier to put it on the Swift. But it is what it is. And so winding it off of what we like hand swifted onto the loop,
mm-hmm.
was so tight.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it and like about like three quarters of the way through, I'm like, you know what I'll do? Knitmore girls talk about this all the time. They do it twice. So I'm going to finish it and I'll go from the center. Yeah. And then it was too loose. it got so tangled. I did finish it, but it like started to pop up. It didn't explode off, but I'm not sure if you can see how goofy this looks.
It is a little goofy, but you know what? It looks like it'll work.
Yeah, it'll work, but it's almost like I pulled it back down, and so now I have like kind of like a cake on top of a cake underneath.
I've done that before. It'll work.
Yeah, and I do think it needed, like, it was really tight. But kind of another hangover where I'm like, yeah, I've never done this before. And I, like, start going, I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, I should have, like, held a little more tension with my other hand. So now I've learned that. And I do think my second section of cake does look like it's more correctly tensioned. But it'll work. And I don't know if I'll use the same colors and recast on these socks or where I'll be at, but they are really neat. So please check them out. And I think that's all three of my hangovers with this project. None of them related to the pattern. All of it related to just
like I think that's
things that happen.
I think that's plenty of hangovers.
I guess a minor one with the I did talk about that with the stripes hat is my decreases were going the wrong way for the way my stripes were diagonally striping.
Right.
But I'm glad like I had a reason to step away because I was probably 6 rounds into the decreases. I'm like, I'll just make another one and make it better then. I was like, no. Like, this is silly. Why don't you figure it out now? And so I pulled it back and I feel like I'm growing a little.
I would say so. I would think you are.
In the past, I'd be like, no, just soldier on. Gotta finish it.
Well, we all have those days too.
I lose those stitches. Oh my gosh, sorry, we've talked so much. We haven't even talked about our topic yet.
Jeez.
But I'm so excited. I'm having so much fun, Kelsey.
It's like friends catching up, right?
It is. And it's cool that we like almost force ourselves to talk about all of our projects. Wait, I missed one thing. One very important thing. I got yarn.
You do have
Kelsey's
yarn.
Seen it. Kelsey's seen it because it's from Kelsey. Kelsey gave me birthday yarn.
Belated birthday yarn.
So beautiful. And it's made up of all these wonderful things. And it's very Caitlin colored. Kelsey could probably describe it better, but there's a bunch of different shades of purple.
I feel like it's Mardi Gras yarn.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And there's this like neat green in there that. There's like an olive green.
Yeah, there's like this, puke, olive, poop, green, however you want to describe
Thanks
it.
Thanks for
like,
the poop yarn, Kelsey.
You're welcome. But no, I think that is just one of the most beautiful green, brown colors in the world. Oh, there we go. And it is sparkly, and it has angora, and... it is just squishy and soft, and I quickly spun that, well, not quickly, but I did a long draw spin on my electric spinning wheel for the first time doing that, and it was so much fun.
It's beautiful.
Yes, I love that spinning wheel.
I want to knit on it right now, but I don't know what it needs to be.
I don't know what it needs to be either. And the here, you want to know the cool part is I'm making myself like similar-ish yarn.
Cool.
So we'll have like
matching things,
buddy yarns.
Yeah. It's really cool. I'm really excited. I know like the last time you gave me yarn that I cherish and like I use those mitts all the time. Like I just knew. Man. I'm like, it needs to be those cool mittens. But I don't know. This doesn't seem like it needs to be the cool mittens.
No, I have yet to figure out what that is calling to be, but the right thing will come.
That's cool. Thank you. It's really beautiful.
There's a note in the show notes of like how long it is, how much yardage is there. If you just
thank you.
132 wraps of 58 inches. So whatever that math is.
Okay. I'll have the internet do that for me. Yes. Okay. So topic time. Maybe that should be our transition. Topic time. Would you like to start it off?
No, I think this one's okay. You.
Okay. So Kelsey and Cole run a bike race, and I thought it would be fun to learn a little bit about that. It's definitely a unique experience, and I think I've really enjoyed different events I've gone to, but I have no idea how all that comes together. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Did I tell you I'm exhausted? Yeah, so we were in a bike race called the Redfield Rock and Roll. And this year it had four different distances.
Wow.
A 50K, a 65 mile, 200K, and a 350K. Or 227 miles.
That's, wow. That's a lot of pieces.
It is a lot of pieces. And you know what? Fortunately, this year we ended up having the most beautiful weather we have ever had. And Cole somehow managed to make everything time out perfectly so that we had all the different races go off at the right time. And then we had all the finishers coming in right about the same time.
Cool.
Which is kind of our goal. So that way everybody's together at the end.
How many years have you guys been doing it?
This is year number four.
Wow.
That we started in 2020. You know, especially because of COVID, we were, you know, looking for things to do. And, you know, we took all the precautions we could put in place, you know, being an outdoor sport, keeping our distance. We were still able to put a bike race on in 2020. So that was, you know, kind of the, hey, this seems like the right time. Let's go ahead and start now. Which is kind of interesting because you see that there are so many bike races that have started up in the last few years. Biking in general took a big, big foray into people's lives over through COVID and onwards, which we are seeing a little bit of a drop in that now. There, you know, you're not seeing as many people out, you know, people don't quite have as much time, or even to the point where people are being burnt out because they've done so much in the last couple of years. So it's really interesting to see, you know, the number of people are doing it now versus, you know, 4 years ago when we started.
So you kind of covered this, but what did make you decide to create and run a gravel bike race? Like, what? I know it was the time and I know the opportunity was there, but what really inspired you to want to do that?
So mostly Cole, you know, we both race, we both have ride our bikes and do a lot. And, but he really has always had a vision to do a bike race for a long, long time. And I've definitely helped encourage that and be a part and help grow it. And, you know, gotten on board with, you know, let's do a bike race, you know, and it's really fun to be able to give back to the community. Because, you know, we go off and do all these bike races everywhere and we've seen what other places put on and what other people are able to do with their areas. And it's really nice to be able to have the opportunity to showcase, you know, the areas that we like to ride our bikes in and we love being around, and, you know, give the opportunity for somebody else to come and experience those places.
Love it. How do you decide how many divisions to create? So not even just distances, just divisions like sex, age, bike type. How do you divide that down?
Gosh, that is incredibly hard. Like, you can go to so many races and, you know, some of it is very basic depending on how much you're willing to put in for, you know, prizing or placing or awards, however you want to phrase it and put into it. But I've been everywhere we are. We just have open man, open woman, and that's it, and go. Or it's just open. Fastest racer is the fastest person. Or to be on the extreme opposite where you have age classes and there might only be one person in that age class and they're going to take first place in their age class. So it's kind of hard to judge, you know. I think one of the factors that we took into account was, you know, the number of people we might have. and what the people around here are kind of used to. We have broken ours out mostly to, and these are going to be all men and women. So instead of taking the time to say men and women for each of these, just assume it's men and women for each of these. But for every distance, we have fat bike, single speed, and open, and
Okay.
tandem.
Cool.
Yeah, and tandem. So we have four categories for men and women in each division, each distance. That kind of
That's a
keeps it
lot.
kind of, it is a lot, but it's pretty simple, and they're the pretty common categories around here. And
Still impressive to track all
it
that.
is. It can be a bit, but it's fun and it's worth it, I think. Especially
Yeah.
because, you know, we've raced in every category that we put on except for single speed. And we have a lot of friends who are crazy and think they only need one gear to ride their bike. But you know what? To each their own. And if they can do that, great. That's awesome.
And it's good to give them an opportunity within their category. What is the hardest part of planning?
The hardest part of planning, or just the hardest part?
Both.
The hardest part of the whole thing is planning. And the hardest part of planning is knowing the number of people that you're going to be serving. How many people are going to be in your race? It is incredibly hard to plan a race when you don't know how many numbers you're going to have. You know, we ended up having 30 people were only registered 2 weeks ahead of time, and then by the following week we had 80.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's hard, not knowing the unpredictability of knowing numbers. And so we've actually had everywhere from 60 to 120 people in our race. And so trying to get all the necessary equipment and water and food and products and things and places, just planning it all out is hard.
Especially with the multiple courses too.
Right. Cole does most of the course designing, and or he really does all of it. And this year he did a fantastic job of lining all three courses, so they use similar aid stops. And so they shared aid stops even, and could just reuse resources for multiple distances. It worked out really well.
Nice. What's the most fun?
I would say seeing all the people finish, seeing all the people that have put themselves through the day, whether it's they've been building up to it, because we have everybody. I kid you not, from the person who's taken a six pack of beer out on the 50K to the like hard time racer that, you know, they've gone out on the 200K and they're like, damn, I've been looking for that kind of challenge since I rode across the United States.
That's a hell of a
You know,
compliment. Nice job.
exactly.
That's cool that your race has something for everyone
That's our
in
goals.
multiple ways.
Like, to me, I'm not fast. I'm slow. I'm not a long distance person. I'm a short distance person. And, you know, when we started at the end of the season, it was very hard to find a 50K gravel race. In September or October, it was nearly impossible. And to me, it was in, you know, it was a goal of mine to make sure that we had a short distance for, you know, someone who they only picked up gravel racing this year. And you know what? By the time that they're ready to try racing, all the races were gone. Whereas, you know, Cole, last year we added a new division called Death by Rollers, which adds all three distances together to make that fourth distance.
Okay.
So they go out and they do all three loops. They start on Friday night, whereas everybody else starts Saturday morning.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they start Saturday night at 9 p.m. and they ride through the night and don't have all the aid stops that all the regular racers would. But you know, they're ultra riders. They're used to riding longer distances, being able to be self-sufficient for longer miles, things like that. So it's really interesting to see how they handle the night, how they handle the loops compared to your traditional racer that's just going to go out for the one of them tomorrow morning.
That's wild. Oh my God, there's this is like I'm overwhelmed just thinking about all these pieces. How do you manage people signing? You mentioned like people signing up for the race. How do you manage their submissions? Is there like a application that you are able to use, or do you have to create something?
No, there's a big time company that most of the bike races use for registration called Bike Reg.
Okay.
They have a website that allows people to create accounts with, and you can set up your race to have all the different details you want, where the location is, date, you know, all the entry information you need, like t-shirts, waivers, payment, that you can do all of that through Bike Reg.
Cool.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying at times. It makes it kind of hard to write emails at times, but you can manage everything through their website. It's kind of handy.
So I know for like some races, I've done more running, I think, than bike stuff, but they have to get like prior approval for like routes. So what is the situation on a race like this? Like, what type of approvals do you need? What type, like, how much do you need to do on that end?
So the nice part is we're not shutting down anything.
Okay.
We're not shutting down any roads. We're not asking anybody to control traffic. We're not asking for any, you know, emergency management. We run this as a at free will event where you're here, the roads are open to traffic. But the thing about riding gravel is the amount of traffic you see, you might see 6 or 8 cars. The entire day you're out in 200 miles. So, you know, when we're saying open to traffic, you're not saying open to the wide open road. I mean, it is the wide open road, but the amount of traffic you're seeing is not like a traditional like interstate or something.
So do you have to get any approval then to run a
Nope.
race with that,
We
or okay?
do not. But it depends on what you're doing and where you're at a little bit, I guess. But like, the city where we host our race, they are super chill with us. Like this year, we hadn't really given them any of our details or anything. But, you know, we're friends with the mayor and he calls us up Thursday night and says, "Hey, we got town council meeting tomorrow night. Do you know to block the roads off for your race? We know it's this weekend. Do you need anything from us?" And we're like,
That's
actually,
awesome.
no, we don't need to close the road this year. We're just, you know, got small numbers. So we'll just line everybody up and send them off on their way. And we're like, cool. Awesome.
That's awesome.
The town has been really welcome to us and very open to us and excited for us to have our event there. And we worked with one of the local restaurants. And he actually helped provide finish line pizza for us at a very reasonable cost.
Cool.
We threw a big old party at the finish line with food and drinks and everyone just hanging out at the end. Just fantastic.
For people interested in doing something like this, what is something that you maybe didn't know that you wish you would have known creating an event like this?
So you're saying for someone who is interested in putting on an event.
Yeah, like. What's something that maybe you didn't know, or something that someone else told you that was really helpful?
I would say you don't have to please everybody. Find your standards. So find what you're going to say or what you're going to present and stick to your guns. Because the thing is that, you know, you're looking to put on your own event. You need it to be your event, unique to yourself. You're not going to be like anybody else out there. So don't let anybody else compare your event to anybody else, and don't let that part bother you. I think that is a, you know, an interesting part you don't think about is like everybody's going to come up asking you, "Well, can you do this? Can you do this?" And, you know, you just need to stick to your guns and be like, you know, this is the event that I want to put on. We set out to do a 50K, 100K, 200K. And that was what we were looking to do. And we set it out for exactly these divisions. And we weren't going to be willing to, you know, move off of what we've set as our standard.
Nice. Are there any questions that you wish I would have asked you tonight?
I would say it's definitely worth it. Restructuring is worth it. Your days are long and hard. But it can definitely be fun and worthwhile. Though I do realize that you're bringing your entire family into it, you're bringing all your friends into it. Like in our event, my mother, my parent, my father, my sister and brother-in-law, and my niece, and Cole's mother. And you know, our cousins, they are all helping out with our race. So to us, it's a family event. But know that you're going to need help.
Okay. That's really special.
Yeah. You know, my mother just said today, she's like, you know what? I really don't get to see, you know, his mother that many times a year. So it's nice to see her.
Okay. I think that was all of the questions that I came up with.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I guess I asked the like to add, but I don't know, it's fascinating to me. It seems like there's so much that goes into something like that.
Well, this year we ended up with 80 riders, and you know, we had people riding a 50K, 100, 65 mile, 200K, and like I said, the 350. And for the first time in 4 years, we had absolutely beautiful weather. It was about 80 degrees while the sun was out, and then the cloud cover came over just in time to cool us down at the finish line to eat fresh hot pizza. And we called this year back to our roots because our first year, all we did was have, you know, some food and some beer out at the finish line and kept things simple. And yeah, it was great. People bonded and talked to each other and hung out and had a few beers on a bridge in rural Iowa, and we had a great time.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's what all I've got tonight. Is there anything else you have tonight?
I don't think so. Have you learned anything biking this week?
Well, like yes, but I don't really. I didn't have one this week.
That's all right. But you rode your
I
bike this week?
did.
Good job. I rode mine
Yay,
too.
good job.
Woo! All right, cool. So we'll skip out on that part for this week and we'll head on out.
Knit
So,
all.
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com, and you can also support us on Patreon. Sorry, I forgot to breathe. At patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes for Zoos and on Tap as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. And I also have a Instagram, which is Caitlin Knits and Bikes. Please message us and let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we're trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.